Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Holberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, mainly before 3 p.m., high near 46 degrees, breezy with east winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 80%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms continue, temperature rising to around 54 by 4 a.m., breezy with gusting winds as high as 34 miles per hour, new rainfall between a quarter and half inch possible. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with the temperature falling to around 38 by 5 p.m., breezy again with west winds gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. And in the news, today is Election Day. Polls opened this morning at 7 a.m. and will remain open until 8 p.m. In Viroqua, voting is held in the lower level of City Hall. For other polling locations in the Wisconsin listening area, a complete listing can be found online at www.myvote.wi.gov. Legal photo ID is required to vote. There is same-day registration offered at the voting site with identification showing current address required. The Nearly Noon News will report on vote outcome on Wednesday's broadcast. In other state news, Wisconsin utilities are urging customers who may have gotten behind on their energy bills to apply for energy assistance or inquire about payment plans ahead of the state's utility disconnection moratorium ending on April 15th. Advocates argue recent rate increases have made it difficult for consumers to afford rising energy bills, along with other inflationary price increases. They also said the end of the discontinuation moratorium disproportionately affects people of color and low-income households. That, according to a report shared with the Nearly Noon News from WPR Online. The main forms of energy assistance available to Wisconsinites are the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program through the state or an assistance program through the nonprofit Keep Wisconsin Warm /Cool Fund. Those programs are available to people making 60% or less of the state's median household income. For example, a family of five earning $5,968 or less per month would qualify. Last year, the State Energy Assistance Program paid $120 million to aid households through March 22nd this year, according to the Public Service Commission. $80.7 million funded assistance to 150,000 households. Again, that information used with permission from WPR. In regional news from La Crosse, Delta Airlines is suspending service from La Crosse to Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport effective this June. The last flight prior to suspension will be June 4th, the La Crosse office of the mayor reported last week. There is no scheduled return to service date. The decision by Delta stems from ongoing staffing shortages, especially among pilots in the airline industry. Prior to suspension, Delta was offering two flights per day to and from Minneapolis. Information for this report comes with permission from the La Crosse Tribune. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.